Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're in our downtown studios today. It's a beautiful day to get out on your back deck, in your backyard, your front yard. I don't care where you do it. Fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, folks. And we are The Grilling Guys. I am the original tech infrared neck. So we're going to talk about a little infrared grilling of some walleye right now.
All right, let's do that. Walleyes, the season is coming up. We had Captain Ken from Gyra Charters on. He's going to put us on some walleyes later in the spring here. But if you have walleyes in your freezer, let's break down that recipe.
Yeah, walleye is a nice white, I'd say a moderate consistency. And it's not as oily as trout, so you might want to marinate it. This one is something I call a drunken walleye because we use a little tequila in our marinade, but it's really simple. It's just a cup of tequila, and then squeeze two or three lime and a teaspoon of fresh cilantro if you have it. You can go a little heavier on the cilantro and you won't hurt a thing, but basically mix that all together. Don't drink it. And then put the fillet in a Ziploc bag with a marinade and just keep it in there. Oh, you only want to use a quarter of keep a quarter of that marinade on the side. Okay, so you don't take all that marinade in the bag. You keep a quarter of it out and you throw it in the refrigerator for a couple hours, and pull it out and you just grill it the way it is. Now, here's the tricky thing. It is a light, moderate consistency on that meat. So if you don't have like a big fish flipper, you right. might want to throw it in a basket because it's a little tricky to flip. And this is a fish that I like to flip because I like to sear it real quick on each side.
So you've taken the skin off this fillet before you put
it's
it on the grill.
Oh,
and before you,
it's a fillet.
Right, before you marinate it, right?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can leave the skin on if you want. It depends on your preference. But if you're going to marinate something like that, you know, it takes the marinade a lot better if you don't have a skin on.
Right. Right. You know, also, our trout season opener is coming up next weekend.
Works for trout, too.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got a little variation to that recipe. It's not a marinade, but this is just classic trout. Our friend Brad DeBuilder turned me on to this, and there's a great recipe for that as well
okay.
that I'd like to
get. Let me just right. finish this up. So you're going to grill that thing for just maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes on each side, depending on the heat. If you're cooking on an infrared, it's going to go quick. But you keep that quarter of the marinade out so that you can brush it over the fish as it's grilling, and you just double up on it. And that keeps it nice and juicy. You don't want to use the marinade out of the bag. You want to keep it separate because that stuff in the bag is now contaminated potentially with salmonella.
Yeah, and it's important to note that you don't flip this more than once. It's 2 minutes on one side, a couple minutes on the other, and you're done. Because yep. once it gets done on that second side, it's going to be flaky. And if you try to flip it again, it's going to fall apart
yeah,
on you on the grill.
It's not like a steak.
Right, it's not like a steak. So the first time that you flip it, it's only about halfway done. It should hold together just fine. But the next time, you're taking it off the grill to put it on the plate to serve it.
Yep.
Because if you start handling that too many times, it's going to fall apart on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Right.
You ruin your presentation.
Right. Well, and it's all down the bottom of your grill, and you're not eating it.
Then I always keep a couple of those sprigs of cilantro and throw it on each fillet when you serve it. It's kind of
a little presentation.
Yeah, a little wedge of lime.
And yeah.
Looks good.
You know, it's morel mushroom season, too, and next weekend is the trout opener in Michigan, the last weekend in April, and I don't believe I'm going to be able to make the annual trip that I usually do. Just got some stuff going on at home, but Brad DeBuilder, our buddy, has turned me on to this simple but fantastic recipe. We went brown trout fishing last year up there, and we were fortunate enough to bring a few home, and we just fired some up here a couple weeks ago, and it's real simple. With a trout, you cut the head off, take the innards out, and you're using the fillet. It's laying there. It's not a fillet, rather. It's the fish with the skin on it, and what he did is very simple. Put it on tin foil and sliced up two or three little pieces of lemon and put it on the inside, seasoned that with four or five little pats of butter right on top of those lemons, and then put some more butter around it on the tin foil, made like a little tin foil pan to grill.
Is that like aluminum?
Yeah, just like it. But it's easier for me to say tin. But anyway, but the morel mushrooms, we were fortunate. You know, you fish in the morning, get mushrooms in the afternoon, go fishing again, and we got a few. And you take, clean those mushrooms, soak them in water for about a half hour just to get all the dirt, and if there's bugs in them or whatever, it'll all
come
out.
Do you put salt in that water, too?
But a little bit, not much, just a little, because I don't want to flavor them. I just want it to clean them up, right? But put those morels in that butter that's around the fish. Flip that one time, is about 4 minutes on each side on the grill, and the mushrooms are cooking in the butter and the fish sauce. Beautiful presentation, delicious. Don't need any salt, any pepper. That fish is just a delicate little brown trout flavor. It's not strong. Beautiful pink meat.
And if you're on a high protein diet, that's like the perfect meal.
Oh
right,
man,
none of that'll hurt you.
But you know, there was nothing better. It just felt like you were in Michigan, man. You're catching fresh trout. You're picking wild mushrooms. You're putting it all together. Going back, putting that on a grill, made a little tinfoil boat.
So you're not marinating the trout?
Not at all. Not at all. We're cooking it with the lemon and the butter pats in it. If you want a little salt and pepper, you can, but it really doesn't need it. Simple, simple recipe. Fabulous presentation. And you just feel like, wow, this is what Michigan is all about, man, right here. Mm-hmm. So great time of year to get out and do that, because all this stuff is bountiful. It's around. It's there.
And morels, you were telling me about, you saw like one of the world's largest morels on your buddy's mantle.
Yeah, I don't know if he's listening or not, but this is worth 5 seconds of a chat. Kevin Haley's a guy that grew up in Shartucky with me, and he's the only guy I know on earth that has a mounted morel. And he got this when we were kids, and I don't know, it's 12, 14 inches long, but somehow he preserved the damn thing, and it's on his mantle in his house. I've seen it. So I guess there's something for everybody to collect, but I prefer to have him in a pan, I believe.
That'd make a great picture right there.
It really does.
Post it, please, would you?
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned earlier Vidalias are out, and you picked some up the other night when we were grilling, and I am the biggest Vidalia fan. I've been to Vidalia, Georgia,
right?
And I used to cook on a Vidalia grill. They actually make one.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But
makes you cry.
Yeah, it does, really, compared to a Tech, but... I liked cutting those Vidalias up into nice thick wedges like we did the other night, only the difference would be I would take a little EVO and some good balsamic, like that 18-year stuff that Rockford
Old World Olive Press
sells. Yeah. Take some 18-year balsamic, a little EVO, and soak those on the counter for 2-3 hours. Easy on the EVO, though. And then about a half-inch thick slice, throw it on the grill, and get that baby just so it's soft and good sear marks, a good high heat. Oh, man, with a steak, with chicken, anything you want. That I eat them just by themselves.
Yeah.
You could throw it on a piece of bread, man, and have yourself a Vidalia.
It is. It's the sweetest onion out there, and they cook up really nice. Cut them a little bit thicker, like you said. The olive oil, you know, you could even try some of those flavored olive oils. You put a little garlic EVOO on there or something that you can get there at the Old World Olive Press, and that stuff just imparts such a great flavor
profile.
You can
throw a slice of cheddar on there and throw that on a BLT, and you have a phenomenal creation. The Vidalias are only out for 3 months, so I buy like several 10-pound bags of them.
Oh yeah,
when I can.
It's that time of year.
Run down to Meijer and get them.
Right, stores are full of them right now, and they're great. They keep well, and it's just a fantastic side dish on the grill. And I don't think a lot of people think they can grill onions, but you cut them thicker.
Oh,
they'll hold together.
They're phenomenal.
There again, you don't want to flip them too many times because they're going to fall apart as they begin to cook.
No, and you have to cut them so that you end up with the round rings in a circle. You know, you cut the top off, cut the bottom off, take the skin off the outside or leave it on, whatever you like, but cut them so that you see a full circle.
Right. Yep, across the
onion. They'll stay together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's cool. Well, you know, that would go well with the trout or the walleye, either one of those, because it's a mild flavor.
It's
not overpowering. It's
no.
it's a nice...
The trout could use it, actually, because it tastes like trout.
Yeah. Well, coming up in our next segment, we've got a couple beer festivals that we're going to be talking about that the grilling guys are going to be part of.
Really?
We might break down a little bit of smoked brisket for you, too. We had some of that out at the Grist Mill yesterday when we were out there. We swung by, and Bob gave him a couple tips, and we want to give those to you, too. So we're the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.